Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Deb Scott, host of... Ooh, here we go. We have Johnny Nash in there, which we were going to try to get off down there. All right. Let's see. Lots of activity going on. The dogs are excited. Johnny Nash in the background. Best people we know how to have fun. We have to make sure that we don't have Johnny Nash for infringing on copyright, so I had to change him out. But it would have been nice to have Johnny Nash, I can see here clearly now, on the music background. This is Deb Scott, and I am your host of the new Best People We Know radio show, where we bring you the best people, places, and things to help you be your best, which is fantastic and happy and peaceful and purposeful in your work and your business life and your relationships. And that's what we're about, helping each other. And today, it is such an honor and a pleasure to have one of the best people you could ever hope to meet in the business world and just an all-around great gal. And you may already know, and I have her website up on the chat box, and you can ask questions, Darlene Wellman. She is a superstar, and she's dedicated to supporting small businesses by sharing resources, connections, education, and services locally and across the nation. If you don't already know this, she is the founder of the U.S. Small Business Conference and Accomplish Magazine and Radio. Her mission is quite simple and powerful, to inspire others to reach their full potential, to break free from their limited beliefs, and to pass on her wisdom, which she's going to do here with us tonight, and it's a great privilege to have her available to answer your specific questions. She's also a featured expert in the Networking Masters interview series with Dr. Ivan Meisner, and he's founder of BNI, and Bob Berg, who's also author of Endless Referrals and other incredible leaders that she works with in this network of professionals. Additionally, she has personally hosted over 100 networking events in her career, and I think that she's being humble there. And she's also an award-winning author, and she's published over 100 articles on networking, referrals, productivity, motivation, and other best business practices. She has a new book, which she's just co-authored, called Incredible Business. And I think that it's fair to say one of her, if she could pick one, one of her proudest moments was being recognized by the U.S. Small Business Administration in 2008, where she won an award for being the Woman in Business Champion of the Year. If we could just welcome with a lot of enthusiasm and gratitude, Darlene, to the show. Hi, Darlene.
Hi, Deb. Thanks for having me as a guest on your show. This is a great honor to be here.
Oh, I am so excited, humbled, wrap it all together, doing the happy dance. You are just so accomplished. Talk about Accomplished Magazine, Accomplished Woman. You're beautiful on the outside and on the inside. And you have a family in all of this as well. And, you know, I think that the world needs good mentors. They need people that walk the talk, that are authentic, willing to share, and tell it like it is. And you've certainly been there and done that. And all of the pearls of wisdom that you have for anybody, I mean, this is really a gift because, you know, nobody has to reinvent the wheel with you around. So it's so hard to know where to begin. You've got the magazine, you've got the business, you've got so much. But why don't you just tell us a little bit maybe about the magazine. I mean, the word itself, Accomplish. I mean, that just resonates your mantra and everything that you're about. So maybe you can tell us why you decided to do this and what's happening with that and how can it help all of us today?
Well, thanks for asking, because that is one of the things that I created earlier this year. It's one of the things, first of all, it's been on my bucket list.
Yeah.
I'm the type of individual that, you know, creates something new every year that's, you know, that stretches me beyond my comfort zone, that, you know, perhaps I never thought I could ever, ever accomplish it. And, you know, I have to admit, I've never published magazines before in the past, but, you know, it was one of the things that I had always wanted to do. And, you know, honestly, Deb, no one told me I couldn't.
I love that. I love that. And certainly it wasn't going to be you, because you just don't have, you have the can't drop off the tee. It's all about can, which
I
love.
It was worth a try. And, you know, I got to the point where, you know, I kept on looking at what was going on around us. And, you know, we're in this new economy, and, you know, so many people are, you know, just feeling all the different challenges of what's going on and, you know, feeling that recession. And, you know, some people are in transition or they're feeling misplaced. They don't really know where to go next. And, you know, I started thinking people really need to have just seeds of hope. You know, they need to know they're not alone. They need to know that other people are out there that are willing to help support them and give them ideas and inspiration. And I started thinking, okay, I know tons of people. If I can bring these folks together, if they would be willing to share, you know, their inspiration, their words of wisdom, and, you know, bundle it together in a package that everyone can understand. Everyone can relate to it. And, you know, we integrate the radio show right into our magazine, you know, so that people can, you know, have a dynamic experience with it. The magazine is now available in 10 countries that we know
of
so far.
That is fabulous. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, that just is completely amazing. I wasn't quite prepared for that, but that's really very flattering. It's grown to over 12,000 subscribers just so quickly, and we've just keep growing by leaps and bounds. And I think, again, people are really, they need this information now. Originally, I wasn't going to create a magazine until, like, the last quarter of this year, when it's usually a little slower for me in business in general. But I had that little, you know, my little intuitive voice that kept saying, people need this information now, you know, and so don't procrastinate, don't put it off, you know, get this put together. And when I finally made that decision, and honestly, I was obsessed with it. All of a sudden, everything in my mind kept going, okay, I can put this in the magazine, and oh, I can do this, and oh, that would be wonderful to feature in that. And it just sort of all fell together just very quickly. And I knew I was on the right path, you know, by putting that together. Not like I didn't need something else to add to my plate.
Yeah,
but,
I was
going to
say you're not bored in life over there. You know, you just said something that I really think resonates for a lot of people, and that is, you know, the feeling just didn't go away. A lot of times when we try to make decisions, I think we're looking for, okay, I want this stamp of approval that says this is going to succeed and this is absolutely what I should do. But sometimes I think that we're getting that by that feeling that doesn't go away. Just as you shared, well, I was looking at things saying I could put this in the magazine or people need to know about that. Could you give people advice on how to step into making a decision to make a dream come true, even though the world may say you're crazy, but you know in your heart that the world needs you to do it?
Sure. You know, I think a lot of times most people hold themselves back just for that simple fear of failure, you know. And sometimes it's even just the fear of success, you know, because they may not realize that things are going to go. I had no idea the magazine would go international, you know, so quickly, and that there are people in other countries that are, you know, receiving information and reading all of that. And, you know, it's a little scary, you know, because, again, I'm like, I don't know exactly where it's going. But at the same token, you know, the feedback that we're getting is just telling me that it's the right thing. And, you know, sometimes we just need to have that sort of subtle encouragement, even if we feel like, you know, we're trying to accomplish something so big and how do we start? And, you know, just by doing little steps, you know, here and there. Now, was I going to say my very first issue was going to be perfect? No, you know, I knew it wasn't going to be, you know. And, of course, I had some people that said, you know, there's a typo in here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, not absolutely perfect. That's just for the rest of us to feel good about our writing skills and abilities.
Yeah, gosh, you know, thanks for catching that. And we'll make sure that, you know, and, you know, as we grew and we're still, you know, growing by leaps and bounds, but, you know, then we're able to add some other elements into it. And, of course, you know, having some, you know, magazine editor and all the other pieces of the puzzle that go along with having a magazine. But, you know, you don't have to have the complete package together before you bring it to the world. You know,
yeah.
Really, that's my advice.
So it was in your heart, you followed it, it didn't go away, and you made it happen, and now you're getting some amazing feedback. And for people that want to be able to get the magazine, again, it's distributed and it's online, and you can also purchase it in a hard copy. The website and web links to be able to find that?
Oh, sure. It's just accomplishmagazine.com. And, yeah, it is originally intended to be a digital format because my network, my audience, is already nationwide, you know. So I didn't want to be limited or restricted into, you know, having to have certain distribution points. I wanted this to be a free magazine. I wanted people to feel like they could forward it to people that needed the information. I didn't want to have any kind of restrictions. But I had people that also said, I want to be able to take it offline. And, you know, you can print on demand with each one of our issues, but you can also order the high gloss finish and, you know,
all the full
color stuff and hold it and take it to bed with you. All those
bedtime reading. And then you can dream about all those accomplishments that you're going to be having as you read your magazine, which is great. And the thing that you do that I haven't seen other people do is you tie your magazine in with your radio morning show. And tell us a little bit more about that and what your experience has been there and some of the feedback that you've been getting, because that's pretty innovative.
Well, again, I thought about, you know, I wanted a magazine that wasn't just totally instruction. Okay, I didn't want it to just be total instruction, and there's a lot of articles that are in the magazine, but I also wanted to have actual accomplishments and stories. So, you know, people can submit their accomplishment stories to us, and these are real people. They're, you know, they're down to earth and everything else. But then I also wanted to feature some people that, you know, have gone really out there and accomplished some amazing things. But, you know, Deb, I honestly see accomplishments all around us. You know, every day I see, you know, maybe somebody has lost a lot of weight. What a huge accomplishment. Or, you know, somebody just bought a brand new house. I see that as a huge accomplishment. They just landed a new career, or they just launched a new business, or they wrote their book finally. You know, it's like I see all these great things out there, and I wanted a platform and a place that I could highlight them and feature them. And, you know, most reporters, which I'm not a reporter, I'm not a journalist, but I love to know people, and I interview them anyway, naturally. And for me, you know, I was thinking about this, do I want to go out and, you know, set up time, go physically to their location? I would have brought a recording, you know, a device anyways to record the conversation.
Yep.
Then it would have had to have been transcribed, you know, and all these other things. And I really started putting the pieces together going, you know what, I'm a techie kind of geek person. You know, you wouldn't be able to tell that by my picture, but, you know, I wasn't the girl playing with Barbies and makeup when I was growing up. I was, you know,
and you look like
gadgets.
You look like Miss USA here, so, you know, the brains and beauty, it's tough being you, but that's good. It's okay. It's working.
You're adorable.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I just thought, you know what, if I can find a way to blend the two together, you know, and make it a dynamic experience. So not only are they able to read the magazine, but they can hear and they can, you know, get a chance to know these people that I'm interviewing. And originally it was random interviews. It was, you know, whenever they had time, it was disrupting my, you know, everything else going on that I had because I was trying to work around everybody else's schedule. And I finally got to that point where I'm thinking, okay, I need to come up with a routine, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it was right after 4th of July, I decided to broadcast my show every weekday morning. Now, that was a huge, you know, stretch and a leap of faith. But there's so many wonderful people in this world. You know, that's only, you know, it's an hour show, and it's, you know, every day, and it's, you know, 20 hours or whatever a month. That's not a whole lot. I mean, and I plan on meeting these people anyway. So it just made a lot of sense, and now not everybody that, you know, I interview gets, you know, published in the magazine, but, you know, I try to bring as many into it as I possibly can. But it was just a great tool to integrate both the magazine and the show together. It just made more sense to me to do it that way.
I mean, I really think it's a brilliant idea, and it's a great way. I mean, people spend, I don't know how much money on coaches, nothing against that because, you know, I am one, but and therapists and all sorts of things. And here people can actually speak to you live you know, any morning and listen to the interviews and call in, and you have that Friday morning special program where a lot of people can call in on that, which I've enjoyed tremendously. And this is a great gift to be able to have a free opportunity to experience the wisdom and the talent and the skills of you and your guests together. And I think people need to really tap into that, because we are who we associate with, and when we surround ourselves with all these people that you bring to us every day who have accomplished tremendous amounts, it makes it easier for people to know and believe that they can do it too. And I think half of it is just, you know, realizing that it's been done before and you're not alone. And that's what I think that you bring in both of these vehicles, which are fantastic. And I just think you are such a jewel to be doing this. This is a great thing that you're doing, and I know that you're getting a lot of feedback. Speaking of feedback, what have been some of the comments that that was a nice segue, wasn't it? What are some of the comments online? Some of the people, you know, what are they saying? And just share with us some of the real-time experiences from those people who really are seeing the radio and the magazine making a difference in their life.
Well, I think what I'm getting, most of the feedback that I get is, wow, it looks great. I love how it, you know, how it's displayed, because it actually, it's like seeing a real magazine in front of you. The pages flip and turn. You can hear it kind of, you know, there's actually a sound like pages turning. And,
yes.
You know, and then when they click on the links and they're going, wow, I can actually hear at the same time. And, you know, so it gives people a chance to not only hear these inspirational stories, but it also gives them the how-to. And, you know, so the articles are connected with the interviews. And, you know, so this is our way of featuring a lot of different things, and it gives us a great resource to turn to. And people have, you know, emailed me and said, you know, they would point out a specific story that they heard, or, you know, how some people were just brought to tears by an interview, or, you know, it made such an impact in their life. And, you know, you hear all these great stories, and, you know, other people are like going, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. You know, I can't believe that you put this out there. And it's phenomenal. And people are going, and you've had no training in book, you know, in publishing, and they're just blown away that we're able to put this together so nicely, just right out of the gate, you know, in the very first few issues. So the feedback has been wonderful.
Yeah, and I'm in awe. I'm saying, how do you start a magazine? How do you create something like that? And then to do the radio show every day, plus do the business U.S. business conference, and, you know, have a family. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
And publish a book.
Yeah, I know, and publish a book. I mean, it's just the never ending. I mean, the vitamins you're taking are obviously good stuff. But, you know, I'm just curious, because the economic times are so difficult right now for so many people, and those of us that are self-employed, that, you know, have that dream of continuing to bring our message through our businesses and really interact on a personal and professional level in our day-to-day activity through our businesses. You know, some of the people, I'm sure, have come to you with some pretty rough stuff, some tough times, some obstacles, some moments where they want to quit. And I can't imagine if somebody's reading an article that you have about, you know, how to overcome this obstacle, or, you know, this is a recipe of X, Y, and Z and some networking tips, or might want to try this. You know, if those people are giving you an example in their own life of how they've bridged your teaching and talent into their own life, I mean, that has got to be the fuel that keeps you going for the day. And you must have one or two stories that stand out from some of the others that, you know, still keeping the privacy of the person, that maybe can help motivate us today as well. Is there any particular story that comes to mind for you, or just too many to tell?
No, you know, I had a woman who I haven't met her personally, but she did write a really long, you know, email that she had said that she had felt like everything, she lost everything, basically, you know, and she was, you know, going through a divorce, and, you know, her company ended up downsizing. She lost her job. You know, everything in her home was like, she was losing her home, you know, her children. She was trying to keep her children, you know, going. And she was able to read one of our articles that we had that it was an article that talked about, you know, not giving up kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I guess there were some magical words that were in the article that, you know, she said, you know, it really resonated with her, and that she realized that she could either stay in this trap, this spiral going downward, you know, and the drama, okay, because so many people get stuck in their stories of, oh, my gosh, you wouldn't believe what just happened to me, right?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, and then you have an ear that someone's going to say, oh, well, tell me all about it, you know. And, yes, they're looking for sympathy and they're reaching for help. But what she didn't realize is that she had the answers of her own, in her own, you know, disposal. And there was something that she had read in the article itself that made her stand up taller, you know, that she went out and she started looking at, okay, what can I do to earn an extra income, you know, that she didn't need to have extra money to do the income, you know, and to do all that. And, you know, it was about looking at your current talents. What you have your own sort of inventory of what you're good at. Okay, everybody's born with talents and gifts, and sometimes they don't know how to plug into them, or they don't want to look at the fact that they are really good at something. And she was able to figure out a way to stay at home with her kids because she had no money to even get the kids in daycare so she could go out and get a job. I mean, she just literally lost everything. You know, her husband split, everything. And, you know, she was holding on just by the skin of her teeth. She was just barely making it. And she was really, you know, even when I think about the words that she had, and I wish I had it here with me, but my computer had crashed, but it was so emotional for me. It made me realize, you know, I'm touching more lives than I ever imagined I could. And there's something so rewarding in that. It making a difference for somebody else, for them to say, you know what, because of what you shared in that magazine and what I'm able to read from others, I can feel the strength of my own, and I can gain my own, you know, courage to kind of keep going.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that was a really powerful story for us.
Wow, that is, hey, you know, that is not just that one woman. There's so many people today just losing so many things, but in the process can also gain so many more things that they might not have thought that they had. And those changes, sometimes that suffering and the pain, I think reading a magazine like yours and talking to people that you talk with, you know, gives us hope that, hey, these things happen, this is part of life, but this may prompt something that you never would have done had you not mm-hmm. had this struggle. And that's where I think the greatness can come out of that, and that's why it's so fabulous to be able to have a resource in print or on radio and have it on a regular basis. And, you know, this business of living is a business itself, you know.
It is. And you know what? It comes down to the choices that we make. You know, this woman could have chosen to stay in her drama, right? She could have chosen to do the whole, all right, I'm just going to say it. We all get into this kick of doing a pity party, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I sometimes fall weak to that too. And, you know, there are times that it's just like the whole day seems to be going, you know, kind of crazy and kerbonkers and everything. And yet, you know, you can still look at, okay, what's going good in the day, you know, and just by that shift, that redirecting your attention and your focus, you know, and spending time in gratitude, you know, being so grateful for the things that you do have, that, you know, you can literally turn yourself completely around. You know, even if the whole sky is falling, right?
Yep, yep.
Which, you know, I'm sure you know a lot about what we're talking about with this, but, you know,
even
when everything seems to be coming down, you know, there's still, you know, there's hope. And that's what people are holding on to. It's the hope that there's something else for them. And, you know, this woman was able to literally grasp that. She got it. And like I said, there was just something that had snapped for her. It changed. You know, she realized, you know what? I can't keep complaining about how bad it is. I got to start talking about what's going on that's good. So.
Yeah. That is, thank you so much for sharing that. And I know that you probably have so many more stories like that. But, you know, this is real time and this is real world. And I love, like I said, I've always loved the science of things and studies and so forth, but there's nothing that can duplicate, you know, the real life experience. And once you have an experience, once we all have an experience, it becomes our own. It's not somebody else's. It's something that we own that's part of us. And, you know, wherever we go, there we are. And it's always accessible. And it's so great to be able to know that we can go back and refresh our souls with those type of experiences and knowledge and so forth. And, you know, you have so many other things besides just the magazine and the radio show and all of that going on, changing lives, as you just described. And maybe you can share a little bit about the U.S. Small Business Conference, because that's something that you created, something else that you had an ache in your heart to see tangible. And that's another opportunity for people to be the best they were created to be. So tell us what's happening with that.
Well, years ago, I started really, I became so aware of what was happening in the small business community. You know, where I was holding networking events and I was teaching people how to get connected, how to, you know, promote their business through, you know, word of mouth and, you know, attracting more referrals and, you know, really starting to capture, you know, the additional business that could be had if they knew how to, you know, leverage their network, you know, to reach out to resources that maybe they didn't know they had. And, you know, what was happening for me, I mean, I've been in business now for 8 years, and, you know, throughout that 8 years, I've established a lot of great friendships and a lot of other people that are business owners. And, you know, the past few years, I've watched them all close the doors, and they all started, you know, losing their shirt. They couldn't survive. They couldn't keep up. They were just, you know, I kept seeing these going out of business, you know, signs, or I'd try to reach somebody and, you know, they'd say, you know what, Darlene, we ended up closing the business. We had to go work for a company. And, you know, that's just so difficult, and it was hard for me to handle hearing that over and over. I mean, just more and more. And then you see what's going on in the news and, you know, all these things. And I truly believe, Deb, that small business, it has always been and will always be the backbone of America. Always.
Oh, I totally agree. I'm over here cheering. I'm on the same page with you there, and I'm so adamant about people bringing their talents into the world and keeping the heartbeat of America, I think, is small businesses, you know? And
oh,
I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's everything, you know, and I'm listening to you talk about this, and I'm thinking and, you know, applying it to myself, how many friends and family I know that have really built fabulous businesses only to have their doors shut. And I think it's a tragedy. I think it's a tragedy, and, you know, I know that you have some solutions to that with this small business conference that you've created, but boy, do we need that. We need to keep these small businesses and these small business people going. I mean, it's not just that.
It's not just about keeping them in business, but it's also to encourage people to start a small business. What happened for me, Deb, is I'm kind of a sphere of influence here in my community. I've had a lot of people that they're like, Darlene, you know lots of people. Do you know of any jobs that are open? They've lost their job. You know, they're in transition. They can't seem to land, you know, the next position. And I'm always the first one to say to them, have you ever considered starting your own company? Because, you know, yes, they can still keep looking for a job, but in the meantime, I guarantee there's something that they're doing that they could start charging for, and they could start earning some sort of revenue, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really started, you know, doing a lot of soul searching around this whole concept, and I kept thinking to myself, you know, if I could just share a little bit of my information, my knowledge, the wisdom, anything I can give to somebody else, if I could have saved one of them from closing the doors, or if I could help one of them that has lost their job and they can't put food on the table for their family, then, you know, that, now I'm talking about being in true service. And I really started, you know, putting this all together. And the bottom line is what I've been realizing is a lot of companies are used to doing business the way they've always done it before in the past, and they weren't prepared – for this new shift in economy. They weren't ready to look at new options. And, you know, if people aren't buying in your backyard, then you need to expand. They are buying from someplace. So really the whole idea behind the U.S. Small Business Conference is to hopefully bring outside resources and revenue and partnerships into new markets. So the U.S. Small Business Conference actually tours throughout the U.S. It doesn't stay in one location. You know, so it goes from different city to different city. And, you know, my goal is to hopefully spark some sort of relationship, cultivate some new business that wasn't there before, or teach them new skill sets that they weren't aware of. You know, and each conference has a different theme, and, you know, we always have different, you know, expert speakers. You know, this year's conference is focused on business communications. You know, to me, if you can't effectively communicate to the people that need to know your message, you know, if you're not out there talking to your customers, if they don't hear you, if they don't know you exist, you know, it's like you could start the best, you could create the best mall in the United States, but if you don't tell anybody where it's located, it's not going to do any good.
It's so true. And, you know, I think that something else, and I want you to, you know, make sure that you tell us when the next conference is and the dates and how to get involved in that. But, you know, you said something that I think is so powerful. People are already doing something and already have something that they can charge for that somebody wants. And if they're not going to get it from you, they're going to get it from somebody else. So many times I hear people say, well, you know, I want to be salesy like that. I don't want to push that. But, you know, we forget that there's something unique about us that we bring to somebody else that's of value, and they want that. And, you know, at least give them the choice by creating your small business and letting somebody know who you are and what you have to offer. But to not even give people the choice and go in hiding and thinking, well, I can't do that, you know, that's a tragedy.
Oh, yeah, I agree. There's too many, you know, great gifts that people are holding on to. And, you know, one of the things I always recommend to people is to go out and get this book. Well, it used to be called Now Discover Your Strengths. I think it's written by Marcus Buckingham and another co-author. I can't recall at the top of my head. But, and I think there's a new version out that's called Strength Finders. But it was actually, I think, created by the Gallup Association. And in the very back of the book, there is a code in the back. They don't even have to read the book if they don't want to. But
yeah,
there's a code.
You can tell us.
Tell us
now. I love that.
Go get the code, and it's a unique, you know, code. It can only be used once. You do need to buy the book. You can't just go get it at the library. But you go online, and, you know, you take this, I think there's like 50, maybe 100 questions or something like that that they ask you online. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, it's going to give you your top 5 strengths that you're really good at. And my advice to people is, you know, really look at those top 5 strengths. These are things that are natural to you, that make a lot of sense to you, but you know what? Not everybody's as talented in them as you are. And, you know, when you start looking at what you're really good at and then you try to integrate it into your day-to-day life, you know, put it in your business, put it in your career, in your lifestyle, in your home, wherever you want to apply these talents, and really embrace them. Instead of trying to learn a new skill set that you're just not comfortable with, you know,
right.
If you're not into sales, then find someone who is, right? You know,
excellent.
I know I'm not a big numbers person. I'll be the first to admit, I don't like numbers. You know, I mean, I'm glad that we have computers now that do all the calculations
yep.
for us. But, you know, running multiple companies, you know, I'm not good at accounting and stuff. I just don't do it. So I hire somebody who's excellent at it, that loves numbers. And, you know, I mean, she gets into it. She's all, you know. And I'm like, you know, I'm so grateful that, you know, she's willing to do all of that because without her, I couldn't function at the level that I do. You know, but,
yeah.
You know, you have to start somewhere. And, you know, wearing multiple hats when you are an entrepreneur, when you start your own company, you know, again, don't try to do all of it because you'll be jack of all trades, master of none.
Good point. Good point to remember.
Yeah, I did it all. In the very beginning, I was there, all of it. I was, you know, the person that created the business plan. I was the person who did the marketing plan. I implemented all the sales. You know, I did all the presentations. You know, I did all the writing, all of it.
But you have the talent to do it all. I think what you're saying is, you know, you've been really blessed with many talents and skills, and I think what you're saying is that there are some that you enjoy more and maybe you're better at, and part of being that best person in business, professional, whatever area of life, is really looking honestly at ourselves and saying in humility, okay, you know what? God gave me this ability to do X, Y, and Z, but maybe not A, B, you know, or whatever. And finding some place and having the resources such as Small Business Conference, Accomplish Magazine and Radio, whatever the resource or vehicle, and saying, hey, I can find these people to fill what I don't have, and then together we can accomplish something great. But that, I think that honest critique, that self-assessment that you're talking about, you know, that's a first step that a lot of people don't want to, or, you know, don't take the time to reflect on. And do you think that that's an important part of really setting yourself up for success?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and when you collaborate with others, you know, there's something really magical that happens. You know, no one on this earth has ever created anything spectacular alone. You know, there's always been people behind them. And, you know, so growing and developing, you know, your inner circle, you know, who is your support network? And, you know, who can you turn to? And, you know, if you're a solopreneur and you don't have those resources, there are other solopreneurs just like you. But you've got to just find the match. Find someone else who said, you know what, Darlene, I like what you're doing. You know, let's see how we can play together. And, you know, and then they're like, I like to do this, this, and this. And you're over there going, oh, well, that's great because I'm not real good at that, but I do like to do this other stuff. And, you know, and then all of a sudden you're putting the pieces of the puzzle together to create something spectacular. And, you know, again, don't try to do everything all at once. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. You know, don't go back to college and say, okay, I've got to become a bookkeeper now because I'm starting a business, you know. Or, you know, maybe you're not a public speaker and, you know, you have to go to Toastmasters or whatever it is. But you can gradually add these things, you know, into your business. And don't try to be all things. You know, I found myself actually being a collector at one time in my business. You know, I don't want to do collections. I don't like calling people saying, you owe us money. You know, I knew I wasn't going to be comfortable with that. And so why put myself in, you know, in that awkward position when there's other people in this world that are really good at it, they don't mind doing it, and they're more effective at it. And it made sense for me to let go of that because sometimes it's a control issue, you know?
Yeah.
And entrepreneurs feel like, oh, you know, I can do it all, or, you know, I can't lose control. I can't delegate that task. But, you know, if you really want to do some really good things in this world, sometimes you do have to let go of those, you know, control issues and release some of that, or maybe even eliminate it altogether.
Yeah, and there's no shame. There's no shame. There's no shame in asking for help. We all need help in learning new languages, and there's no shame in that. And I think that we really need to translate that into the business environment and the workplace and in all areas of life, because, you know, people that are successful, I have found, are the first ones to want to share how to succeed. And there's so much information from people who, like yourself, love sharing their knowledge and their strength and the hope and the experiences that will help other people succeed. And those are the people to surround yourself with. And I think the Small Business Conference is just a happening place to get all of those vitamins together. What's the date for that coming up, and how does somebody get to that?
Well, the conference, the U.S. Small Business Conference, is happening November 11th through the 13th, so it's a 3-day conference, and it's going to be coming to Dallas, Texas, and we've got a great lineup of speakers that are just incredible, and they're really there to, you know, immerse you in information that you need to help you succeed in your business. You know, and as I mentioned, you know, the whole focus of this year's conference is business communications, strategy, structure, and style. And because there's so many different ways and levels of communicating. And, you know, there'll be people there that will talk about, you know, book publishing, for example. That's a great communication tool for a small business owner. We've got people that are going to be talking about sales mastery, you know, and using, you know, these high-level techniques for Outlook of how to communicate, you know, using that tool and, you know, scheduling, you know, your appointments and staying on top of things and becoming very organized. We have the communications director of iContact that's going to be talking about he published a book on using LinkedIn. I think it's called LinkedIn and Paying It Forward. And so he's going to be talking about LinkedIn and, of course, the email marketing program that iContact, you know, is all about. And so, you know, we've got some fabulous speakers that are going to be doing presentations. But one of the other things that I created is it's called the Press Media Mixer. And this is an opportunity for all the attendees to actually get their business in front of resources that perhaps they wouldn't have access to on their own. So we're bringing together local and national media representatives that are either in, you know, radio or, you know, traditional print, newspaper, magazine, or, you know, other online services and blogging and just
wow,
all kinds of other outlets that we put together. And it's just a great way that we can get the press involved. And, you know, perhaps they will do a story on you and, you know, it'll feature you in their publication or wherever they decide to put it. You know, what happened for me when I received the award from the government for Women in Business Champion of the Year, it was just such an incredible honor. And, you know, there's only one of those awards given in each state. So I'm one out of 50 in the country, which is fabulous. And I'm just so
unbelievable. Congratulations.
That. Well, thanks. And it's just, it was a shock for me, honestly. I wasn't ready for that, but that was great, you know. But what happened is, you know, I had a lot of publicity around it, and it literally launched my career into a whole new level. And, you know, having all this, you know, press and media that wanted to do, you know, more of an up-close interview and, you know, getting to know more about, you know, why is it that I won this award and all that kind of stuff. So, and when I started creating the conference, I realized that the media is really a critical element. And if I can find ways to put them in front of the small business community, perhaps that they might land a great story or, you know, get some huge visibility and just have their business accelerate. The other thing that we do at the conference is where I love to network, and I have a huge, you know, network that I've established and built over many years, you know, I really love communicating and sharing information. But, you know, I'm always the first one to share resources and give referrals and, you know, tell other people, hey, you need to get to know Deb Scott, you know. And it's like, it's one of those things that it's just an automatic thing. Or if someone is, you know, perhaps looking for something in particular, I have that sort of built-in Rolodex in my head that can recall all these people by name and, you know, where they're at.
You do have that built-in Rolodex. You do. I have a testimony for that. I can say it. But anyway, yeah.
That was really easy to do. So what I figured is there are lots of other people just like me that love to give, you know, service and support to other small businesses for no other reason than they want to see someone become successful. So I wanted to recognize those individuals. So we actually have two awards that we give out at the conference every year. And it's for America's Most Influential Business Connector. And then we also recognize someone local in the city that we're at for Best Business Connector in Dallas. In fact, we're still accepting any nominations. If people know of someone that they would like to, you know, recognize, perhaps they've given them lots of business or lots of referrals or, you know, they're always thinking of them and trying to help them grow their business. You know, if they visit the U.S. Small Business website, It's ussmallbusinessconference.com. They can go there. There's a nomination form right on there. And it just takes a few minutes to nominate somebody, but I tell you, the impact will last a lifetime just for these people receiving the nomination. They're so excited. They're so grateful that somebody finally said, you know what, thank you. And it's just a pay it forward kind of movement is what I'm trying to do here. Because you know what, people are giving so much, and they're humble. They don't give to get. They give just because.
Yeah,
and, you know, this is just a great way that, you know, we have a custom-made, you know, trophy that we've given out. It's all engraved. It's beautiful. And, you know, I personally love to acknowledge these people at the conference. So I definitely want to make sure that people are aware of that they can do that.
Oh, I just think that this the whole concept and the whole idea and everything that's happening is just so brilliant. It's just so needed. And, you know, that's what people remember is how you make them feel. And that's what inspires people. And the press and the media kit and taking all of your own personal experiences and saying, well, you know, we can share that with other people. And then implementing the pay it forward and doing it the right thing for the right reason. What a novel idea, doing the right thing for the right reason, Darlene. I mean, you know, and I have listened. I think I was listening to your show a couple weeks ago, and the guest that you had on, you were really talking about, you know, there are some people that don't necessarily agree with that philosophy, but that's part of that critique and assessment that, you know, we have to do what we need to do and really look at the situation as it is and then respond accordingly. And sometimes saying no, saying yes, you know, is part of being our best and giving our best and having enough available for other people that are really committed to being their best. And, you know, I think that those traits of people that really are worthy of an award as you've created, I can see the artistic part of you in that too. you know, there's certain traits in there. And what do you think might be the three top character traits of somebody who you found in your experience through the magazine, through the radio, through the small business conference, even through your own awards, maybe it's yourself as well included in this assessment, but maybe three character traits that you can share that really help you hang on when maybe the world says don't. You know, those things that help you succeed and not quit and to know that it's possible to get those dreams to come true and be that great small business person and accomplish those things that you desire. Are there three top ones that you have that are favorites?
I would have to say that, you know, someone who's genuine, if they just live authentically and they speak, you know, and talk and literally stand behind their word, you know, I think coming from a place of strong integrity is probably one of the biggest key factors. If you're trying to be something yet you're not, it's not going to feel right, and it's going to come across as being, you know, not trustworthy, right? And so I think, you know, coming from that strong place of integrity, what you say you're going to do, you fulfill that, okay? So, you know, integrity is definitely at the top of the list. And, you know, there's other things that, you know, one of my big, you know, things is you got to share, you know, play together, collaborate.
Yeah.
You know, these people that are in this competitive mindset, they're cutting off the food supply, okay?
They're
literally limiting themselves because they're not willing to collaborate and play together. And, you know, it's that whole concept of, you know, the scarcity mindset is associated with being competitive, all right? So if you can release that and you can kind of become collaborative and you find a way to, you know, not really compete with one another, but find ways to join forces together. So, you know, being a person that is full of collaboration and teamwork, and even if you're a solopreneur, okay, and you're all alone, it's just you, yourself, and I kind of thing.
Yeah.
That, you know, you can still find a way to connect with somebody else and say, hey, I've got a great idea. Do you want to help? Do you want to be a part of it? And, you know, when I was first establishing the U.S. Small Business Conference, I had a success team. I brought people into it that wanted to be involved, that stood behind it, that were just as passionate about it as I was. And honestly, it's bigger than me. You know, it's the U.S. Small Business Conference isn't me. It's the people, you know. So the whole part of collaboration is probably the other one. And the last thing that I would say is generosity. Give more than you would ever expect to receive. And generosity is one of those traits that surprise somebody with giving them something, you know, even if it's a great, you know, comment, if you're, you know, calling to say, listen, what you said today on the radio show just meant a lot to me. Thanks for sharing that, you know, or, you know, maybe you're out and you're networking somewhere and you run across somebody and, you know, maybe they're wearing an outfit that just makes them look fabulous. Tell them, you know.
Yep.
It's like you can be generous in so many ways. And there's such an attraction to people that have so much generosity. And, you know, they are looking at ways that they can give more than they ever would ever think of getting back. So that would be my third one.
Oh, my gosh. That is just that is a high note to heaven right there, that whole, the three ingredients for success. There's so many more that I know that you could go through. But I love that whole idea. So many people I talk to as well, you know, the integrity in trying to be like somebody else never works. You have to do as Oscar Wilde says, you know, be yourself. Everybody else is already taken. We really need to celebrate our uniqueness because nobody else has ever been us before, so nobody else can really tell us who we are. But I do think that it shines through. When you're who you are, you know, there's just nothing like that brand because you're unique and you're sparkling, your own brand to shine. But, you know, following through on what you say you're going to do, and if you can't do it, I mean, I'm sure you've had times where, you know, you make a commitment, I know I have, and you can't, but be proactive and let that person know and respect somebody else and you get the respect, you know, in return. And I don't think that anybody has to apologize for not being able to keep every commitment that they have.
Yeah,
but
there's been times where you have to change your mind, you know. There
are
definitely times where something comes up or, you know, it's out of your control. And as long as you own it, you know, and you just don't blow it off, you know, and you come right forth and say, you know what, I made a mistake or, hey, this isn't right. You know, and you're just upfront about everything. You know, that's just, you know, the way most people should really embrace that thought.
Absolutely. And to know that somebody as successful as you, award winner that you are, you know, you accomplish a lot. But, hey, you admit that even there are times, even for you, we have to say, you know what, I just have to reassess the situation, but you communicate. And I think it's fabulous that your topic for your U.S. Small Business Conference in November is the strategy, the structure, and the style. And it's all about communication because I think if we just are honest in our communication, have that integrity, love that you're, you know, sharing that communication, sharing your information through speaking, and having a generous spirit, wrapping it up in that type of package, you know, that's a winning equation for anybody in any area of their life, and that's going to translate into business, into relationships. You're going to get along with yourself better if you keep that attitude up, you know, and we have to be around ourselves a long time, Darlene, more than other people have to be around us. So I think it's great to know that we're worth the investment of doing all these things that you talk about. It is just so overwhelming to know that we really only have a couple of, can you believe, only a couple more minutes? Oh, my goodness.
Wow, time flies when you're having fun.
Absolutely. Well, I know. Well, because you're the person that has the great skill set in communication. But, you know, I think
I have to disagree with you here. I think you're an extremely talented host. I am so grateful that you decided to launch your own radio show. I think that's fabulous. So congratulations to you, Deb.
Thank you. You know, I am really, I am such a believer in people being their best. And meeting people like you, and there's just so many great people. I echo your statement this world, yes, there's tough times, and yes, there are things that are challenging right now, as there have been in every era of life in human history. But I am a firm believer, and I've tasted the flavor myself of living a life with the desire to devour the best. And there are some great, great people in this world like yourself. There are people that are passionate, purposeful, doing some amazing things, having their best days than they ever thought were possible. And if we can just surround ourselves with those people, listen to those people, learn from those people, and give the same that we are getting, you know, it's a better place for all of us. And I'm a firm believer in that. I've seen it work. I know it works. And that's why I'm really, really grateful for your support in coming on the show, because I know you're so busy. And you know, the show's so new, but I'm so excited. So one more time, let's tell people how maybe I have the for people to do the replay. The chat room won't be coming up in the replay, because I know with BTR sometimes you have more people listening after the live show than you do during it. So just if you can verbally tell us how people can connect with you on Twitter and LinkedIn and your website and the Small Business Conference and your book, and how anybody can experience the amazing you, Darlene. If you could just share that.
Well, you can definitely get your free subscription to Accomplish Magazine at accomplishmagazine.com. And as Deb mentioned, I am on Facebook, so it's just facebook.com/Darlene Willman. And, of course, I'm out there on Twitter, and I'm on LinkedIn. And on Twitter, I do use a different handle. It's Sassy Networker. It's SASSYNETWORKER, Sassy Networker. And, you know, on LinkedIn, you just can search out Darlene Willman. There's not too many of me out there, I don't believe.
Only
one. I would
love
to connect. You know, definitely would love to connect with some folks. And the U.S. Small Business Conference, as I mentioned, November 11th through the 13th in Dallas, you know, tickets are very affordable, and we hope that people want to come out and meet some of these very influential business connectors, the true passionate people that will be in attendance, and, you know, strike up some partnerships and really learn to build their network there. And they can get their tickets at usSmallBusinessConference.com, and of course, all my contact information is available on either one of the websites. But you know, I do like to get to know people better, and Facebook happens to be one of my favorite places to hang out. And you know, I share a lot of what's going on, you know, in my personal life, and I like to offer, you know, different articles and, you know, lots of different things. And the book Incredible Business is we're coming out very soon here with a national book tour, and so that's going to be a lot of fun. And you can actually go to sassynetworker.com, and you can kind of order your book in advance, and all the information is also on that website. So thank you so much, Deb, for allowing me to be your guest on your show. I love this. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. This is really a gift and a privilege, and I feel so excited and blessed to just be able to know you and call you my friend. And it's just you're just amazing. You're an amazing person, Darlene, and you walk your talk, and you're such an inspiration for all of us. And, you know, best people we know, you're definitely in the executive office branch. So I hope that I'm telling you, we have to stick together, people, the best people we know. We have to stick together. And Darlene is at the top of the list. So we're looking forward to hearing more and attending and participating. And, you know, this is just the beginning for so many of us that haven't discovered you, that are going to be, you know, really able to benefit and enjoy everything that I know that, you know, you're about, because I think you're great. You're just super. You're just a fabulous human being on the outside and inside, and you're so authentic. And it's just a privilege to know you, and I know God will continue to bless you, and you'll just continue to change the world for the better. We need you. We need you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you, Deb. You're right back at you, too. You're the fabulous woman you are, too.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, we can all join together and sing Kumbaya next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. where we continue to bring and share the best people so that we can be the best every day when we get up in the morning and throughout our day with our family, our friends, our businesses, our talents, our treasures, because life is worth living and we are worth the effort. So good night and God bless. Bye.
Bye.